Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf tzadik tes, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf tzadik tes omid beis, another daf gemara that talks about Mashiach. So, 2 dafin, daf tzadik zayin, daf tzadik tes, that got into many of the gemaras that discuss Darshim ben David Ba, Ikfas of the Mashiach, Simonim of Mashiach coming. So really, it would be kedai to do a recap on what we saw, but we have a very intense, loaded daf to do, and maybe tomorrow we'll come back and try to reconcile some of the gemaras and do a little bit of a recap. But for now, we're going to jump right in. So tomorrow, I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that I don't know who Mashiach is. However, in Minchayahu, if Mashiach is somebody that's alive right now, I think he's somebody like myself. Why me? What's my qualifications? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "V'hoya adiroi mimenu u'moishloi mikir beyeitze," which the Rishonim explained means that Mashiach is going to come from Malchus Beis David. And Rav Nachman had married into the Reish Galusa, who were descendants of Shevi Yehuda. Obviously, Rav Nachman had the other qualifications to be Mashiach. So Rav Nachman said that Imin Chaya, if Mashiach is going to be somebody that's alive right now, I think it's going to be me. Amar Rav, Rav said, Imin Chayahu, if Mashiach is somebody that's alive now, Kugan Rabbeinu HaKadosh, I think it's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Imin Mesayahu, if Mashiach isn't alive, Kugan Daniel Ishchamudais, then my vote would be that Mashiach is going to be Daniel Ishchamudais. Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Daniel were also from Shevet Yehuda. Either way, 3 possibilities of who Mashiach might be. Now, yesterday we spoke out from Reb Chaim Vital, but the Gemara said that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi met Mashiach. Where did he meet him? At the gates. So it wasn't clear which gates. Rashi said the gates of Gan Eden. The Vilna Gaon said the gates of Rome. And we said over from Reb Chaim Vital, who said that really Mashiach is alive. Like the Gaon said, the gates of Rome. But his neshama, a special neshama that he's going to be infused with when he reveals himself as Mashiach, that neshama is in Gan Eden. But Mashiach himself, at the times Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was sitting together with the Chaylin in Rome, he's somebody that's alive. He mentioned the Chassam Sofer said that every generation has somebody that could be Mashiach. He doesn't know he's Mashiach, just like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that he was going to be the Goel Yisrael until he was 80 years old, until Hashem revealed himself to him at this Nes. So too, every generation has a Mashiach, says the Chassam Sofer, who doesn't know he's Mashiach. If the time comes that this generation will merit Mashiach, this person will be revealed to the world, Hashem will infuse him with this very special neshama, like Chaim Vital says. But either way, you see the Amayroim weren't sure of Nachman, Rav, whether Mashiach is amongst the living, or maybe Imesaya. Either way, Rav Nachman, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Daniel Ishchamudah. So, the Gemara Vayit, Om Rav Yudah Amar Rav, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamed Lehem David Acher. When Mashiach comes, there's going to be another David, and that second David, he's going to be Mashiach. Meaning, Solkat Ayta Chamina, that Mashiach that's going to come, who we know is going to be from Shevet Yehuda, he's going to be a descendant of David HaMelech, maybe he'll be David HaMelech himself. Said Rav, no. Asra Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahamid Lahem David Acher. That's the punchline. Shenemar Va'avdu As Hashem Alikeyem Ve'ez David Malkam Asher Okim Lahem Heikim Lahemar. It doesn't say I'm going to reinstate David. Elo Okim B'loshen Asid. So you see from there that there's going to be a new David. I'm only a Papa Labayev. But doesn't the Pasuk say V'David Avdi Nosim Lahem Lo'ilam, that my Eved David Hashem says is going to be a Nosi, he's going to be a ruler, he's going to be a president Lo'ilam forever. So it sounds like the Mashiach who's going to be from David will actually be David himself. So the Gemara says, "Going Kesar Upalgi Kesar." It's like the president, and then there's the deputy. So there's going to be Mashiach who's actually going to be on top of David HaMelech. David HaMelech is also going to have power, but he's going to be one notch below Mashiach. Dorish Rav Simloim, what's Hashem in the pasuk that says, "Hoy Hamisaven Es Yoyim Hashem, Lomos Elochem Yoyim Hashem, Hu Choshech V'lo Yor." The Navi says there are people that are waiting for Mashiach. He says, "I don't know if you want Mashiach to come, because for you, Mashiach might not be such a good thing. Hu Choshech, it's going to be Choshech V'lo Yor." Says the Gemara, "Mashal time to go Va'atlev Shayim Mitzapin La'ar." There was a rooster and a bat. It was at night, and they were both waiting for the sun to rise. They both wanted it to be morning. Amalei time to go la'atlev. So the rooster turns to the bat, and he says, "Ani mitzap al-oira. I understand why I'm waiting for sunlight. Sha'oira shalihi, because that's when I do what I do." at the crack of dawn. But va'ata lama lecha oira. It says, why do you want oira? You can't see. You do better at night than you do in the morning. That's what the Min told Rabbavo. So the Min asked Rabbavo, when's Mashiach coming? When Choshech is going to descend upon the Rishoyim. Amalei, so he told him, are you cursing me? Amalei said, I'm not cursing you. I'm just telling you a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Samach. Kine achoshech yichasa eretz, va'arofel u'umim, va'alayich yizrach Hashem, u'chvoidai alayich yeiro. Again, we go through these pasukim quickly because we don't have time to really go into them. But the gist of the pasuk is, we're talking about Mashiach coming. Va'alayich yizrach Hashem, u'chvoidai alayich yeiro. So clearly talking about Mashiach coming, but at the same time, as the oir is going to descend upon the world, kihine achoshech yichasa eretz, va'arofel u'umim. How do you reconcile that? Loikasha. They're the tzaddikim and they're the rishoyim. For the tzaddikim, it's going to be v'alayich yizrach Hashem u'chvoidei alayich yira. For the rishoyim, it's going to be kine achishach yichasa eretz va'arafa l'umim. And that's what the pasuk means when the pasuk said, hoya misavin es yoyim Hashem. Lomoze lochem yoyim Hashem hu choshech v'loy oir. Zok de Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yemois HaMashiach ha'boy mishono. Yemois HaMashiach is going to endure over a period of 40 years. Shenemar arboy mishono okut b'doy. Rabbi Loz ben Azariah Omer shivim shono. Shenemar b'hoi b'yemahu v'nishkachas tzor shivim shono kimei melech echad. So the pasuk is talking about melech echad, literally one king, and it mentions 70 years. Says the Gemara, don't darshan melech echad, rather melech miyuchad. Eizeu melech miyuchad, hevi oimer ze Moshiach. And it says shivim shana. Rebbe oimer, Rebbe says shloisha doiris. It's going to be three generations. Shenema yiro ucha im shamesh. That's the pasuk. That's where we know the chashivas of davening the Vasikin. But yiro ucha im shamesh also is referring to the sun that's going to rise, the coming of Moshiach. And it says v'lefnei oreyach. Doir, doirim, doir is one, doirim is two, 1 plus 2 equals 3. So Rabbi Yoimish Shleisha Doir. So how long is Yimoy Samashiach going to be? Rabbi Eliezer said 40 years. Rabbi Loz ben Azariah said 70 years. Rabbi said 3 generations. Rabbi Hillel said, Ein lohem Moshiach Yisrael. Mashiach's not coming for Klal Yisrael. Shekvar ochlu bimei Chizkiyo. Mashiach already came. He came in the times of Chizkiyo. So the Gemara quoted Rabbi Hillel very briefly the end of yesterday's daf, and here he's mentioned again. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef heard what Rav Hillel said. He said, "Shorlei mari le Rav Hillel. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive Rav Hillel." Why? Because Chizkiyah Amos Hava, when did Chizkiyah live? Bebayis Rishon. Ve'ilu Zecharyah Komes Navi Bebayis Sheni. And that you had the Navi Zecharyah, Chagi, Zecharyah, Malachi, were the last three Neviim amongst Klal Yisrael, and they all lived in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So Zecharyah, who lives in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, said Nevuah. What did he say? Va'omar gili ma'od bas tzion, hori bas Yerushalayim, hine malkech yavoylach, tzadik v'noishahu, and then the immortal words, ani v'roichav al-chamar, v'alayir ben asleines. And this pasuk, of course, we know is talking about Mashiach. That's the ani v'roichav al-chamar. So Zecharyah is talking about Mashiach coming. Rav Hillel's right, that Mashiach came already, b'mei Chizkiyah, then how could Zecharyah, Bebayis Sheni, who lived hundreds of years after Chizkiyah, say Navu about the coming of Mashiach. So Rav Yosef said, may Hashem forgive Rav Hillel for what he said, because what he said is, it's absolutely positively wrong. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, what did Rav Hillel mean when he said, Ein lehem Mashiach liYisrael? He didn't mean that Klal Yisrael are not going to be redeemed. Chas v'shalom. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimloich ba'atzmoy v'yigoh alem levadeh. What he meant to say was that Mashiach is an emissary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way the geula of Lasid is going to be, it's going to be aniv alei malach, aniv alei shliach. It's not going to happen through Mashiach. But just like Gulas Mitzrayim to a degree was aniv alei malach, so too the geula of Lasid is going to be aniv alei Mashiach. Either way, we'll see in a moment a little bit of raid on that. Tanya Yidoch, Rav Lezer, Rabbi Eliezer, who had said in the previous braisa, Yemois HaMashiach 40 years, Lashit Asai, said it in this braisa as well. But here he gave us a different makar. The original makar was Arboim Shana Akut Bidar. Referring to the man, that when Hashem gave the Yidin the man, there was an element of Inui, of Tsar. You didn't have a refrigerator or pantry stocked with food. It wasn't a restaurant you can go order food in. But every day you had to hope and rely that food was going to fall from heaven. So there was an element of vayyancha. V'ksiv hasam, and it says in Tehillim, Samchenu ki moisi nisanu shnoisra'inu ra. David HaMelech asked that Samchenu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, may you give us simcha that's equivalent to the days that we were Betzar. So just like we have Yemoisi Nisanu, people, Yidden are suffering in Golos. So Samchenu Kimoisi Nisanu, Shnois Reinu Ra, equivalent to the years of Ra that we had. So you see that the days of Mashiach are going to be equivalent to the days of Inui. Samchenu is going to be Kimois in Isanu. What were the Yemois in Isanu? What was the Shnois Reinu Ra? Vayancha Varivech of 40 years in the Midbar. As Rabbi Lezer, that's how I know the Yemois of Mashiach is going to be 40 years. Rabbi Doisoyim, Arba Meishon, it's going to be 400 years. Ksiv Hacha, it says, Vavodim Bino Waisam Arba Meishon. Because you see that the Yidden as a nation suffered 400 years when they were Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, "Hamchenu ki moysin nisanu." Rabbi Amir Rabbi says, "Shloish meis v'shishim v'chamishanu, 365 years." Some have the gear says 365,000 years. Keminyan moys achamo shenemar ki yoyim nokam belibi ushnas guulai ba. It's gonna be a tkufa of years and a tkufa of day. And the way we understand it is that it's going to be a year for each day in the year. So there's 365 days in the year. It's actually going to be 365 years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the day that I'm going to take revenge, the day that Mashiach is going to come, it's Belibi. I was never megalit to anybody. As a matter of fact, Hashem says, I wasn't even megalit to me'evorim. Lelibi golisi le'evorai lo golisi. Shtausach tefraga, bikesh Yaakov legalis es haketz. Yaakov Avinu wanted to be megalit the ketz. I thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I was never megalit. Even to my evorim, I wasn't megalit him. How do you understand? Lelibi golisi le'evorai lo golisi. So the Sfur Makdoshim say the obvious word libi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either way, we've spoken a little bad in the past, but the inkam akomi laharach. Rishim Malok Hashem lelibi golisi le'malachi ha'shoris lo golisi. Tano, avimi d'rabavo, yimoy samashiach li'sol shivas alofim shano. Yimoy samashiach is going to be 7,000 years. Shenemar umisoyis chosan al kalo. Yosef alayich elokayich. Now, Mosayis Chosan al Kala, 7 days. Ki elef shonim beinecho ki yoyim esmo. One of our days is the equivalent of a thousand. One of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's days is the equivalent of 1,000 years for us. So, if Mosayis Chosan al Kala is 7 days, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns, it's 7,000 years. Om Rav Yudah Mashmul, Yimai Samashiach, Kim Yem Shinivu Eilam Adach. Yimai Samashiach is going to be the amount of time that was from the beginning of time until Mashiach actually came. Shenemar ki mei ha-shamayim ala oretz. Nachma Yitzchak amar ki mei Noach hadavsh. From when Noach came about until Yemois HaMashiach, that period of time will be the amount of time that will be Yemois HaMashiach. Shenemar ki mei Noach zoisli asher nishbarti. Zok de Gemara, an absolute classic. And this Gemara that we're about to learn is also a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos daf. Lamid Dalit Amid Beis. Omer Rab Chia Barab, Omer Rab Yechon. There's a lot here. Afoichba vafoichba de Kulaba. Kol Anavim Kulon. Loi Nisnavu Elu Yemois HaMashiach. All the Nevuos, many of which we've learned over the last couple of days, that talk about the great Toiv that's going to descend upon the world. La'asud Lavoi, in the end of days. Ba'achr Sayyamim. It was all referring to Yemois HaMashiach, said Rabbi Yechanan. Abul Olam Abba, as it relates to Olam Abba, the Nevi'im never said Nevu about it. Because Ayin Lo'i Rasa Le'kim Zulascha Yasa Le'mechakaloi. No Navi was able to say Nevu about what's in store for the Tzaddik in La'asud Lavoi because they never saw it. It's not something they could even fathom. They say all these nevuahs about these wonderful things are going to happen. They're not talking about Olam Haba. They're talking about Yemois HaMashiach. So one thing we've gotten pretty clear from learning the beginning of Chelek, that Yemois HaMashiach l'chud and Olam Haba l'chud. Now what Olam Haba is, that's a little tricky. But Yemois HaMashiach is one tkufa, and Olam Haba is another tkufa. Says Rabbi Yechanan, both tkufas are going to be really, really good. That's the Tzad HaShavah Shabahem. But at the same time, very, very different. So Rabbi Yechanan said that all the Nevuos, Yeshayah, all the Nevuos that you learn are all referring to Yemois HaMashiach. That's something that we can fathom. This memory of Rabbi Yechanan does not work with something Shmuel said. Shmuel said that the only difference that's going to exist in the world when Mashiach comes is that when Mashiach comes, Malchus Beis David is going to be restored. And once again, Beis HaMikdash, and we'll have certain things that we don't have right now. But otherwise, as far as the world itself, Teva, L'mayla menat heaven, nothing's going to change. The only thing that will change is that Malchus Beis David is going to be restored. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan is right, that kol anavim kulon lo yinasnavu elu l'yemayis ha-Mashiach, so what do you mean there's going to be no difference? Of course there's going to be differences. All the nevuos that talk about all the spectacular things that are going to take place, they're all going to happen b'yemayis ha-Mashiach. Zokti gemar must be u'pliga de shmul. Meaning we have a very yesodis thing in Machlokes between the gedoyle yamayron, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. According to Rabbi Yochanan, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be miracles, fantastic things are going to happen. As a matter of fact, all the nevuos of the Nevi'im that talk about great things happening, they were all describing Yemayis HaMashiach. According to Shmuel, no, it's going to be Olam Kimen Hagai Hoylech. Now, we'll have the Malchus back, there'll be a Jewish king, but other than that, Ein Bein Olam Azel Yemayis HaMashiach Ela Shiba Malchus Bilvat. Says the Gemara, V'omer Rabchi Eber Abba, Om Rabbi Yechanon, another memory, Rabchi Eber Abba, said the name Rabbi Yechanon, Kol Advim Lein Esnavu, Ela Lebal Yechuf. So Rabbi Yechanon just said that the Nevuos, what's that? Kol anevim loy nesnavu elu bal yitshuvo. All the nevuos that the nevim said about olam haba are describing the olam haba that the bal yitshuva are going to have. Avot tzadikim gemurim, but the olam haba of the tzadik gomer ayin leirasa elikim zuvascha. That's something that they weren't able to say. Now, at first glance, these two members seem to contradict each other because we just said that the Nevi'im didn't say Nevu'ah at all about Olam Haba. The whole concept of Olam Haba was Ayin Le'iras Alekim Zulascha Yasin Le'machakalah. The second member of the Rabbi Chiyah said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, at first glance seems to be saying not that way. Then the Nevi'im were able to see Nevu'ah about Olam Haba. It's something that they were able to access, but only the Olam Haba of the Baal Tshuva. So the Baal Tshuva, someone that did Averos, and now he's a Chayza B'Tshuva, so his Olam Haba, the Nevi'im were able to see, and all the Nevu'os that you find, and the Nevi'im are referring to that, but as it relates to the Olam Haba of the Tzadikim Gemurim, that Olam Haba is Ayin Le'irasa Elikim Zulas. Says the Gemara, is that so? The Tzadik is going to get a bigger Olam Haba than the Baal Tshuva? Pligid Rabavo, Tom Rabavo, Mokhav Shabali Tshuva, Edom Tzadikim Einin Yoyim Dimsham, in the place that a Baal Tshuva stands, even the tzaddik has to take a back seat to the Baal Tshuva. Shenema, the pasuk says, Shalom, Shalom, lo rachik v'la karev. Bereisha rachik v'hadar karev. Who's the rachik? Who's the karev? Zokti gemar, my rachik, rachik demi karev. Rachik is the person that previously had been rachik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My karev, karev demi karev dahashta. Karev is the one that was always close to Hashem. He's the person that never did averus. So who comes first? Shalom, Shalom, lo rachik, and then the karev. So Rabbi Vo said, Makom Shabali Tshuva, I'm then tzaddikim. Even Gemurim, Einam Oimdim Sham. That's not like Rabbi Yechanan. Because Rabbi Yechanan said that Kol Anaviyam Lein Esnavu Elo Lebalei Tshuva, Avot Tzadikim Gemurim Ayin Lei Rasa Lekim Zulascha, suggesting that the Tzadikam is going to have a bigger Olam Haba than the Baal Tshuva. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan, how's he going to read the Pasuk, Shalom, Shalom, L'Rachik, L'Akarim? Amar, he's going to say, L'Rachik, Shu Rachik, Me'Avera. The Rachik is not the person that was once Rachik. He's the person that today is Rachik from the Avera. Karoiv, who's the Karoiv? Shehu Karoiv, Me'Avera, V'Nesrachik, Mimeno. He's someone that was close, not to Hashem, to the Avera. Then it's Rachik Mimeno. Afterwards, he became Rachik. So punk fakir. The Rachik is the Tzaddik. The Karev is the Baal Tshuva, because Rabbi Yechanan holds that the Tzaddik actually is on a higher Madrega than the Baal Tshuva. But either way, two members, both Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba and the name Rabbi Yechanan, at first glance, they seem to contradict each other with regards to the Nevuos that all the Nevi'im said about Achris Hayom. The first member was Am Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Yechanan. Kol Anviim Loin Nesnava Elu Yemayis HaMashiach. That all the Nevuos weren't talking about Olam Haba at all. They're talking about Yemayis HaMashiach, because as it relates to Olam Haba, Ayin Le'iras Alekim Zulas. And the Gemara said, Upligi the Shmuel. That's not like Shmuel, because Shmuel said Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Yemayis HaMashiach Elo Shiba Malchus Bovad, which suggests that you're not going to have miracles and fantastic things taking place when Mashiach comes. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that all the Nevuos are going to be in the sky when Mashiach comes, that doesn't stick. The second memory was, again, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Nevi'im did say Nevuah about Olam Haba. That's the way the Marshal explains it in Brachas Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. They did say Nevuah about Olam Haba, but it was the Olam Haba of the Baalei Tshuva. The Olam Haba of the Tzaddikim, however, it was regarding that we say, Ayin Lo Yiras so Elokim Zulascha, and the Gemara said that also is inconsistent with something we know in the name of one of the great Amiram, Upligid Rabavo. Amrabavo, Makim Shabali Tshuva, Oindim Tzadikim, Einim Oindim Shon. Rabbi Yochanan is suggesting that the Tzadik is on a higher Madrega of the Baal Tshuva. The Nevi'im were able to comprehend the Olam Haba of the Baal Tshuva But not Toilam above the Tzadik, because that's Ayin Leirasa Likim Zulascha. Rav Avo said just the opposite. A third memra, also Rav Chieh Barab, the name Rabbi Yechon. Kol Neviim Kulun Leinis Nabu El Masi Bidil Tamad Chacham. When the Neviim said Nevuah about the schar that people are going to get for learning Torah, you know what they were referring to? If somebody marries his daughter off to a Tamad Chacham, so he has an Edom that he's supporting, or someone, he does business to help out a Tamad Chacham. Laham et Tamad Chacham in Chassav, or he's Mahan et Tamad Chacham from his possessions in another way. So that's an unbelievable thing. You have a chelik in Torah, and the Nevi'im said tremendous nevuos about the schar that that person is going to get. Loss of lovely. But as it relates to people that learn Torah themselves, people that are tamid ayin leiras of a kimzu loscha, that even the Nevi'im couldn't say nevuah. Says the Gemara, my ayin leiras. What does that mean? Amr Reb Shua ben Levi, above our pay grade, say yayin hamishumer banova misheishis imei bereishis. Referring to wine, but not just any wine. It's the Yayin HaMeshumar Banavav Misheshes Yemei Beresh, a very special wine, obviously a metaphor, a mushal to this Olam Haba that we can't even comprehend, which is Ayin Leirasa L'Kim Zulascha. It is interesting though that when the Gemara describes an Olam Haba, a schar that we cannot comprehend, the metaphor that's used is Yayin. Yayin HaMeshumar. Shlokesh is the Eden. It's referring to Eden that Lo Yirasa Ayin Me'olam, who no eye has ever set eyes on. No one ever saw Eden. Great, you want? No one ever saw Eden. Vim Toimer Adam Heichandar. Really? Where did Adam live? Zokti Gemar began. He lived in the Garden of Eden. The entire Ganhu Eden, really the Garden of Eden. I thought the whole Eden is a garden. No, Talmud Leim v'Nahar Yoytzami Eden. Lahashka is a Sagan. It's a pasuk. The Nahar went from Eden to water the garden. So you see Gan Lechud and Eden Lechud, meaning there's a Gan in Eden. But as it relates to Eden itself, no person ever saw Eden. Zok to Gemara. I mean, say we exhale. Either way, three Ha'aris before we go weiter. Number one. So the Gemara quoted Rav Hillel. Rav Hillel said, Ein lohem Mashiach liYisrael. He said, Mashiach's not coming. Shekfar rochlu b'nei Chizkiyo. So we have three black Gemara of Mashiach. Rav Hillel said, you're making a mistake. Mashiach came already. Mashiach came b'nei Chizkiyo. So we learned the Gemara that Chizkiyo could have, would have, and should have been Mashiach. Had he sang Shira after the miracle that happened with Sancheirev. But Rav Hillel said, no. Not only could he have been Mashiach, he actually was. And the Yemoisa Mashiach already took place. And Rabbi Yosef was so disturbed when he heard what Rav Hillel said. He said, Sharlei Marilei Rav Hillel. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive Rav Hillel. Because what he's saying is, it's terrible. Mekanes Sarai Zobim from Moil. He says, what do you mean? He says, how do I know that? Because Chizkiyo lived being made by his Rishon. And Zechariah Hanavi, who lived during Bayis Sheni, was already saying Nevuah about Mashiach coming. He's the one that said, Ani v'roich v'lach amar. So you see clearly that Mashiach didn't come yet. Either way, that was Rav Hillel's Shita. Now Rashi said, Eim lehem Mashiach liYisrael, Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimlech ba'atzmoy v'yigolem levad. Didn't mean that the Geula is not going to happen. Rashi puts that out right away. He just meant to say it's not going to happen on Yedei Mashiach. We know that the Rambam wrote the Shloish Esrei Ikrim, right? There are people that say the 13 Animamans after davening. So what's the makar to the 13 Animamans? Where does it come from? It's not a Gemara anywhere. It's not a Bavli, it's not a Yerushalmi. This is what they tell me. Right? It's not anywhere. It's not a Brais, it's not a Mishnah, it's not a Gemara. So where does it come from? The makar is the Rambam. It's the Rambam and his Akdama, the Perek Chelek. So the Rambam has Akdama to the 11th Perek, Masechta Sanhedrin. Perek we're learning, that's a very, very, very long Akdama. If we had time, we'd spend some time on it, but we don't. So the Rambam over here in his Akdama, the Perek Chelek, he goes through the Ikre Hadas, the Yusoidus of Emunah, and he breaks it down into 13. And that's the Makar to the Shloish Esrei Ikrim. By the way, Yigdal, which I think was written by the Talmidei Hagra, but Yigdal is composed. If you go through Yigdal slowly, you'll see that in Yigdal you have the Shloish Esrei Ikrim. You have the 13 Ikrei Amun. But the Makar to the Yud Gimel Ikrim is the Rishonim. It's the Rambam. The 12th Animamim of the Rambam is Animamim b'Amunah Shleima b'Vias HaMashiach. Va'afal pishe yisma meya im kol zeh achak veloy b'chol yoyim sheyovay. That's the 12th of the Ikrei Amunah that a Yid has to have. Rabbi Yosef Albo in the Sefer Ikrim argues with the Rambam. He says, I disagree with you, Rambam. It's not 13 Ikrim. Rabbi Yosef Albo says that it's really only 3 Ikrim. What are the 3 Ikrim? Mitzias Hashem, you have to believe in the Eibishto. Schar v'oynish, you have to believe that you're going to be rewarded for the mitzvahs that you do. You're going to be punished for that veris that you do. V'teira min ha-shamayim, you have to believe that Torah came from Shamayim. But those are the only 3 Ikrei Amunah, quote unquote. But other than that, the other 10 that the Rambam had said, the Sefer Ikrim, I disagree with. And he says, I'll prove one of them to you. The Rambam says that you have to believe B'viyas HaMashiach. How do you understand Rav Hillel? Rav Hillel said in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Tes Amid Aleph, Ein Lehem Mashiach Yisrael. Mashiach's not coming. Now, that means that Rav Hillel didn't say every morning that Ani Mamav Urush Levi V'yas HaMashiach. It's not something that he said. Why? Because he didn't believe Mashiach was going to come. He said, Shekfar Rachlu B'mei Cheskiyo. So like the Rambam, Rav Hillel, he's not from the Maminim, which the Rambam says, Ein Lechelek Leilu Mabo. So is that what it means? Ein Lechelek Leilu Mabo says, the Ikrim is HaMashiach that way from the Gemara. Because even Rabbi Yosef, who took umbrage with what Rav Hillel said, and he came very sharp. What did he say? Shara Leimara. Me'akadosh Baruch. He didn't put him at the Chelim. He didn't ostracize him. He didn't put out Pashkevilim and make Kolkar. It's not what he did. He said, Shara Leimara. Sharf. Yeah, it is sharf. I mean, Rav Yosef felt very strongly that Rav Hillel was wrong. But at the same time, what he should have said is, you're a Kaifer. He didn't say that. Why not? Zok the Ikrim, Weissen, Weissen, Chois, that it's not one of the Ikrei Amunah. So it says the Ikrim, you can't tell me that a Yid has to believe B'viyas HaMashiach. You can't say that. Because if that was one of the Ikrei Amunah, how in the world do you understand? How do you understand Rav Hillel? So I'll tell you something fascinating. Because I'm sorry for the tshuva, it's the last tshuva in Yerideh. So we once spoke out the end of the tshuva. We spoke this out at the end of the first parak of Masechtos Bava Basra, when we were learning the Gemara's about Bilam. I even think we have a raid bite on it. But either way, this is the first part of the tshuva. Says the Chassam Sofer, I'll read it to you inside. Yikarosa higiyani inyan avikuach im yesh yud gimel ikrim, like the Rambam, oy gimel krab Yosef Albo. Says the Chassam Sofer, lo yadati shum nafkusa. I don't understand the difference. Ki im kriya shein bavad. It's a matter of semantics. That's the English translation, says the Chassam Sofer. Says, who cares if there's 13, if there's 3, we know what we need to believe, and we have to believe it. You want to call it an Iker? You don't want to call it an Iker? Does it really matter? At the end of the day, a Yid has to believe what a Yid has to believe. The bottom line is, because, I don't know, people, they get excited, 13, 3, it really makes no difference. Meaning, in my opinion, says the Chassam Sofer, we have certain things that we're obligated to believe as Yidin, whether you call them Ikrim, or whether you call them Anafim, or you call them houses, attics, third floors, fourth floors, it doesn't matter what you want to call it. The bottom line is, these are things that we have to believe. Then he says something interesting. Acheirani Talmideh, Harav HaGoyin, Rav Meir, of Bezdin, the Kehilu Kedosha Ungvar. You know what this is, by the way? This is the Meram Ash, who is a Talmud Muvi L'Chassam Sofer. It's our own in-house, Dr. Meyer's Elte Zeda. So, Meir Zeda was the Meram Ash, who was a Talmud Muvi L'Chassam Sofer. He's named after him. But either way, so L'Chassam Sofer, in this tshuva right here, quotes his Talmud Meram Ash, and he says, he showed me in the Shloha Kaddish that the Shloha Kaddish quotes one of the Amoraim who apparently had the Yud Gimel Ikrin. And on the bottom of it, if you have the L'Chassam Sofer, they bring the entire quote of the Shloha. So it's a tefillah that the Shloha Kaddish has in the name of Rav Tevyoimi. Rav Tevyoimi was an Amora that comes up in Shah sometimes. Apparently he wrote a tefillah. The Shloha had the exact nusach of the tefillah. I'll read it to you. Yirotzei milfanecha Hashem hamekudesh shloish esrei. Leman Avram Yitzchak harishoinim bekrisas yud gimel. So Yirotzei milfanecha with Avitah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's mekudesh with the number 13. How so? You find that Avram Yitzchak Yaakov had 13 brisos. Bris Mila, Gedolah Mila, Shenichem Soleh, Yud Gimel brisos. Leman Yaakov Ishtam Vitzet Sov, Yud Gimel. Yaakov Avinu had 13 children. He had 12 sons and one daughter. Titneini Am Mekayim Toirascha HaNidreshes B'Midos Yud Gimel. Give me Torah, which is Nidresh with Yud Gimel Midos HaTor Nidreshes Behem. Ubarcheini Ledavik, Lishamreini Mi Mikra, V'la Yimnu Mi Meni, Midosecha Yud Gimel. And please do not withhold from me Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. V'hoir Panecha Elai, V'hoitzi Sichli, L'poyel Torah, v'sitneini v'edo'echa b'shem, im yosher ikrim yud gimel. Allow me to know you, to understand you, to have the proper amuna with the 13 ikrim. V'tiso ziv shchinoscha elai, v'olai tishra v'toshav li sholem mehamoyne me'eloa yud gimel, ayin shom. Either way, a beautiful tefillah that the Shloha Kaddish brings in the name of Rav Tevyoimi, was one of Amiram, all about 13. So we always speak out the Marsha and Chiddush HaGadol, the Sugi of Yosef Mikra Shabbos, where he brings different Makaris for Yud Gimel being a mispar of Kedusha. They always find the number 13 associated with Kedusha. You have a whole tefillah that the Shloha brings for Rav Tevyoimi using, working on 13. The Yud Gimel Brisas, Shenichesu Aleh, Bris Mila, the Yud Gimel Midash Atar Nidreshes Behem, the Yud Gimel Midash Harachamim, as it relates to our sugya, what he mentions, v'odiyacha b'shem im yosher ikrim yogimel. So Ramah showed this to his Rebbe Chassam Sofer, and he says, you know, the Rambam was mechadish, the yogimel ikrim, the sefer ikrim argued, other Rishonim argued as well, says this has already a makor kodesh, the Rambam was mechadim tamay roi, because Rav Tevyoimi already had yogimel ikrim. You see the shlok quotes of tefillah that he had from tamay roi. But either way, says the Chassam Sofer, goes, the word ikr bothers me a little bit. He says, because to me, it sounds like ikr means that this is a yesod on which the entire religion is built. Right? It's a foundation. What's an ikr? An ikr is a foundation. As if this is a foundation, which would imply, chalila, that if something was wrong with the foundation, then the entire building would fall. Because that's what happens. You don't have a strong foundation, and everything you build on top of it could potentially collapse. So he says, by saying these 13 ikrim, you're almost suggesting that if somehow one of the 13 were proven not to be emes, the entire religion wouldn't be true. And the Chassam Sofer says, I'm very troubled by that. He says, because what would be if Mashiach doesn't come? This is what he says. Let's say Mashiach doesn't come. So what does that mean? That means we could be Pirik Taira. Vice says we were wrong. It wasn't 6,000 years. He says, Chalila, Chas v'shalom. This is too sensitive. I'll read it to you inside. I have a problem with Piyasa Mashiach being one of the Ikri Adas. Because that would suggest that if something's wrong with the Yisoid, the Chaim is going to fall. We have to believe that we're Avdei Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do with us whatever He wants to do with us. Shum binyan. He says, of course we believe b'emuna shleima that Mashiach's going to come. And Mashiach's going to come. But if chas v'shalom Mashiach didn't come, you know what that will mean? It will mean that Hashem had a cheshbin, and we may not know what that cheshbin is, and that's why Mashiach didn't come. But it can't be an ikr, because an ikr suggests that everything is totally in it, and nothing is totally in anything. Because at the end of the day, we believe b'emuna shleima that every word of the Torah is emes, and even if something happens in the future that will alter the course of history, it doesn't matter. Just like the Aseres HaShvatim, he says, when nidochim lo'ilam, who knows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos might be. But the bottom line is, he just said that he was a little uncomfortable with the word ikr, because it suggested a slippery slope of something that could potentially happen. On Bias HaMashiach, right. Just on Bias HaMashiach, to make that clear. On Bias HaMashiach, that was something he was a little bit uncomfortable with. But the bottom line, he says, as far as Rav Hillel goes, that even though Rav Hillel said that Ein Mashiach LiYisrael, but Avad HaGavis, there's nothing to talk about. The halacha is not like Rav Hillel, because all the other Amiroim and the Tanoim, they all held, of course Mashiach is going to come, and that's why the Rambam has it. And we don't pass him like Rav Hillel. And he says, someone who passes like Rav Hillel, he's no worse than if a person passes like a Das Yochanan in a Gemara somewhere, and he decides that he's going to be Mechal Shabbos for Machshirei Mila, for example, like Rebbe Eliezer. The halacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer in the beginning of Perek Rebbe Eliezer the Mila, or any other Machloikis in Shas. A person does not have a right to go passing like a Yochid over a Rabbim. So Avad HaGavis, at the end of the day, Rav Hillel is going to be wrong. But either way, again, Asher Negev LeYonedo, the Ikrim held that from Rav Hillel you see, not like the Rambam, that the 12th Animamim is not one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Yamuna, to which the Chassam Sofer said, I don't really get the point. At the end of the day, we don't pass like Rav Hillel. So at the end of the day, Ani Mamim B'Muna Shalem B'Vias HaMashiach V'Afal Pi She'isma Meim Kol Zeh Achakule B'Chol Yom Sheyavoy. Whether you want to call it an Ikr, you don't want to call it Ikr, it's all a matter of semantics. The bottom line is, a Yid has to believe that Mashiach is going to come. Either way, that's the first R. The second R is, so we had over here Gemara, where Abchia Barabbas said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Anaviim Kulon Loi Nesnavu Elo Limois HaMashiach. Aval Oilam Abba, Ayolei Ros Alekim Zulascha Yasa Lamechakalai. Oilam Abba, even the Neviim couldn't be Masa. It couldn't fathom it. It's not something they were able to conceptualize. Yemois HaMashiach, that yet, and all the Toivis that they talk about is Yemois HaMashiach. But as it relates to Oilam Abba, Ayolei Ros Alekim Zulascha Yasa Lamechakalai. But the Gemara said, Opligo de Shmuel. The Amma Shmuel said, Ein Bein Oilam Azeli Moisa Mashiach, Elo Shibud Malchias Bavat. Meaning the Gemara felt that that memory of Rabbi Yochanan contradicts the memory of Shmuel. There's no way to make both of those memories work. Stating that the Rambam, in the beginning of the 12th parak of Hilchas Malachim, says the Rambam, Al Yala Al Alev, a person shouldn't think Shabi Moisa Mashiach Yivatal Dover Mimin Hogre Shalom. A person shouldn't think that when Mashiach comes, even one thing Mimin Hogre Shalom is going to change. The world is going to continue to roll the way it's rolling right now. Says the Ram. This is that Yeshaya Novi said, Vigar Zev im Keves, Venomer im Gidi Rabbits. When he says that the wolf and the lamb are going to live together, or the leopard and the goat, Mashal Vachida, it's all a Mashal. Inyan Adover, what's the Nimshal? That there's going to be peace in the world. But to think that the wolf and the lamb are literally going to live together, that's not consistent with Teva. And says the Rambam, it's going to be Olam Kemen Olam Yoylech. And the Rambam goes on, he says it in somewhat detail, says the Rambam at the end, in other words, the Rambam's paskening in Yad Chazak, like Shmuel, that Ein Bein Olam Azeli Moisa Mashiach Elo Shibud Malchus Bavad. All the Nevois that clearly do talk about Yemoisa Mashiach, that seem to suggest spectacular things happening, says the Rambam, it's a Moshel V'chidah. But Avada, as it relates to the halacha, we paskin like Shmuel, Ein Bein Olam Azeli Limoisa Mashiach Elo Shibud Malchus Bavad. Stating that, the Rambam in Perek Ches, in Hilchus Tshuva, the Rambam's talking about La'asa Lovay. Says the Rambam, Kvar hoidiyunu chachomim marishayim, shetoivas ha'olam haba, ein koyach ba'odam lahasiga alburya. It's impossible for a person to comprehend olam haba. Ve'ein yodei agod lovi yofyo va'atzma, ela kodesh baruch hu. The only one who fully understands olam haba is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekola toive, says the Rambam, shemisnavim v'hem ha'nevim li'Yisrael, ay the Nevi'im said nevuah. So didn't they then, by definition, comprehend Olam Haba? Einan elu ledvarim shel guf, shenenem mehem Yisrael b'moysa melech ha-mashiach, bizman shetachs ramam shol Yisrael. Says, no, they weren't talking about Olam Haba. What they were talking about was Yemoisa Mashiach. Says the Rambam, and I'm skipping. Amru chachamim, kol anaviyim kulam lay nesnavu, elu li Yemoisa Mashiach. Avul oilam abo, ayin lay ras, alikim zulascha. So says the Rambam, all the Nevois that we have referring to the end of days aren't talking about oilam abo. Because oilam abo is ayin lay ras, alikim zulascha, yasa le machakaloi. It's something, hatoivash lay ras, ayin novi, velara isa, elu lay kip. No one knows what it looks like. All the Nevois aren't referring to Olam Haba. Kol ha'neviim kulam leinus navu elu limayis ha'mashiach. The Rambam, in the beginning of the 12th parak in Hilchas Malachim, quotes Shmuel, Ein bein olam hazeh limayis ha'mashiach elu shibu malchus bavad. And in Perek Ches Hilchas Tshuva Halacha Zayin, he quotes Rabbi Chiya Barab in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the first of the three members that the Gemara brings in Brachas Lamedal and Amid Beis, and in Sanhedrin Tzadik Tes Amid Aleph, that Kol Anaviim Kulam Leinus Navu Elu Imayis HaMashiach Avol Olam Haba Ayin Lei Ros Alekim Zulosch. What's the problem? The Gemara said that the two don't stip. The Gemara brought Rabbi Yochanan's Memra, and the Gemara said Upliga De Shmuel. That means it's a Machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel are not on the same team. They're seeing it differently. Rabbi Yochanan saw miracles taking place by Moshe Mashiach. Kol anevim kulam lo nisnavu elu li Moshe Mashiach. Shmuel said, "No, oilam kimin hagai hayloch. Ein bein oilam azeli Moshe Mashiach elu shibe malchias bavad." And the Gemara clearly said that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan upliga. They don't work. So how could the Rambam paskin both? It's the chastiris Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah asks the Kasha in Hilchas Malachim, and the Kesef Mishnah says one word: v'tzorichi. Doesn't know. He doesn't know how to reconcile this theorem. It's a good kasha. How in the world do you make sense of the two things? But the Vilna Gaon, in a few of his svarim, it's in the Sefer Imrei Noyan, and they bring it in the Bigurei Agodis, a Masechtis Brachis. It's also in the Evan Shleima, and if you have the Shapsi Frankel Rambam, it's right here on the side of the Gemara. The Vilna Gaon said, Pshat in the Rambam Azazai. The Rambam was talking about Mashiach in Perek Ches and Hilchas Shuvah, and the Rambam was talking about Mashiach in Perek Yudeis and Hilchas Malachim. But the two Rambams were talking about two different Mashiachs. Loi kasha, kan Mashiach bin Yosef, kan Mashiach bin David. You can't learn a three-block sugya that talks about Mashiach without talking about the two Mashiachs. So who exactly is Mashiach bin Yosef? So it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Masechtas Sukkah, tucked away, and Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there brings a pasuk in Zechariah. So again, Zechariah said a lot of nevuahs about the end of days. Lo asa lava, he's the one that said the nevuah of Ani v'reichav ala chamar. The pasuk says v'safta ha'aretz mishpachas mishpachas levad. Classic Gemara. Mishpachas beis David levad uneshem levad. So the Zechariah says the nevuah that in the end of days is going to be a big levaya. and there's going to be hespedim, the soft ha'aretz, mishpachas levad, mishpachas beis David levad, uneshem levad. The reason it comes in over there, because the Gemara says, by the simchas beis ha'sheva, they made a takana gedoyla. What was the takana gedoyla? They made a machitza. By the way, this is ground zero for the halachic discussion of what the Shir Mechitz is. Rav Moshe on one side, the Divrei Yoel on the other side. The Divrei Yoel's position was all based on a Rambam and Pirush Mishnah is right here on this Mishnah in Masech Tesukah Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. But in Kamakoy Mei Laharich. What we need is the next Gemara. I'm skipping a little bit. So the Gemara brings a Pasik, Zechar Yud Beis, to bring out a point that you have to have a Mechitza. Mishpachas Beis David Levad, Unashem Levad. Bezok the Gemara, Haim Espeid Mei Avidatei. What was this Hesped? What was this hesped Zechariah saw? Pligi Barav Yosef Rabbanu. Chadamar once said, Al Mashiach ben Yosef Shenegah. It was a hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef. The Chadamar once said, Al Yetzahara Shenegah. It was a hesped for the Yetzahara. Zok to Gemar. Bishleim Lamanda Amar Al Mashiach ben Yosef Shenegah. Bishleim according to the man Amar. Zok to Gemar. Bishleim according to the man Amar that says it was a hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef. Hainu Dechsev, I understand the pasuk that says, V'ibitu Eli es Asher Dakaru, V'softu Olav K'mispet Al HaYochid. That the hesped is going to be a hesped that's going to be terrible. They're going to be masped. As if somebody lost the Ben Yochid, and that's how horrible it's going to be. Elo l'mandam al Yetzahara Shenega, but according to the mandam that says that this is really a hesped for the Yetzahara, hay hesped ma'ilam evad, why is this such a terrible hesped? Why are people crying so terribly? Simcha ma'ilam evad, amai bachu, why are they crying? Right, this should be a good thing. Zok the Gemara, we have to read the Gemara, even though we could technically skip. Kedin arish av Yehuda, la'asa lovay, mevi'a kodesh baruch hu, li Yetzahara v'shoich tibifnei ha-tzadikim. La'asa lovay, kodesh baruch hu, it's going to bring the Yetzahara, he's going to shecht in front of the same thing. Tzadikim nidlam, the tzadikim are going to see the Yetzahara kahar kavaya. Urishon nidlam, the Rishon are going to see the Yetzahara kichut asayra. They're going to see the Yetzahara like a chut asayra. This is the chut asayra, remember, of the Yetzahara of Avodah Zara that got away, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, as they were trying to chop it, and it yelled, it shrieked. He said, this is that chut asayra. This is the Yetzahara that we have today. Halalu boichim, halalu boichim. Tzadikim boichim boichim. The tzadikim are going to cry. They're going to say, heich yochelnu lichvay chayar kavaya kazeh. How are we able to overcome the Yetzahara? Yetzahara is so strong, it's so fast. So the Gemara yesterday, especially the Ikvas of the Mashiach, the Yetzirah is going to be so strong. Someone that has the strength to overcome the Yetzirah, he's going to see, he's going to, wow, he's going to be blown away. How did we do this? But Rishayim, the Rishon Baruch, and the Rishon are going to cry, but they're going to say, Heich lo yachonu lichvash as chut azayra. We lost out everything because we couldn't overcome this chut azayra. So which one was it? Is it a har gavoy or is it a chut asayra? So say the Bali Musar, and really it's just common sense. The Yetzahara looks like a har gavoy when you can't have it. But once you have it already, you see it's overrated. It's only a chut asayra. So the tzaddikim, who never indulged in the Yetzahara, so they have the allure of the forbidden fruit. So to them, it's nidbalehem ke har gavoy. But the Rishayim, that they already indulged, it's Kechut HaSayra. But either way, so those are going to be the B'chias. The B'chias is going to be, they shechted Yetzahara, but there's going to be so much crying people. The tears that a person cries when he realizes he fapached in his life. Or to the contrary, he's just so overwhelmed by emotion, he can't believe that he had the strength and the courage and the fortitude to be able to overcome such an unbelievable temptation. But either way, says the Gemara, Tanu Ravana, Mashiach ben David. So we mentioned over here, according to one man, Da'amar, according to one, what's this hesped going to be? That's Chayrus talking about, they will have killed Mashiach ben Yosef. Zok the Gemara Abraisa. Mashiach ben David shasal the galis from here b'yameinu. Amen l'kodesh baruch hu. Sha'al mimeni dover ve'etnin l'cha. Sh'nem asapra l'choy kaniya yoy milid eticha. Sha'al mimeni ve'etnin goyim l'achal secha. Tehillim perik beis, right? We all know the pasuk. Kaniya yoy milid eticha. Sha'al mimeni ve'etnin. This is a makar, by the way, that a person has a special koyach tefillah on his birthday. Kaniya yoy milid eticha. Today's your birthday. Sha'al mimeni ve'etnin. So, but the Gemara actually, the pasuk referring to when Mashiach ben David is going to come. And Hashem is going to turn to Mashiach ben David and he says, ask me something and I'll grant it to you. Says the Gemara, Kivan Shiro Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerak, when Mashiach ben David is going to see that Mashiach ben Yosef was killed in battle, Omer Lefanav is going to tell Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Eni Mevach Shel Lechaim. I have one request. All I want is life. Omer Loi, Chaim Achle, Amarta Kvar Yisnabi Olecha David Avicha, Yosei the David already made sure you're going to get life. Shenemer, Chaim Shalom Memcha, Nosatala. Either way, you have a Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, that there's a Mashiach ben Yosef and there's a Mashiach ben David. Another thing you see in the Gemara is that Mashiach ben Yosef is going to die. So much so that Mashiach ben David is going to be afraid. He's going to turn to Hashem and he's going to say, please, I want Chaim, I don't want anything else. Just give me Chaim. I don't want to die in the same way that Mashiach ben Yosef is going to die. So what are these two Mashiachs? What do we need two Mashiachs for? What do we need two Mashiachs? I'll read to you what the Marsha says on this Gemara right here. First, Mashiach ben Yosef is going to come. To help the Yidden. Yosef has the ability to defeat Esav. So Va'olu Moshiyim Baratziyan Lishpat Asar Esav, which is going to happen, Lasa Lavoi, is going to have to happen with the Koyach of Yosef. So in Jaris Ol Esav Kola El Ayyadei Mashiach Ben Yosef. Aval Ayyadei Oivdei Kechavim Rabim Sheyavoyu Shuv Yerushalayim Yehorek. He's going to be killed. So first, Mashiach ben Yosef is going to come. He's going to fight because Klai Yisrael can only defeat Esav with the power of Beis Yosef Lahava. He's going to be defeated, and Mashiach ben David is going to come and finish the job. But the truth is, if you look in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Svarim say it a little bit deeper, and that is Mashiach ben Yosef is going to come. He's going to take care of the physical needs of Klai Yisrael. He's going to fight wars. He's going to be a warrior. He's going to be a fighter. Al derech v'Yosef hu ha-mashber. Yosef was the mechalkel. Yosef was the mashber. He was the one that attended to the gashmius needs of Klai Yisrael when Yaakov and Beshiv and Neshfesh were Yardul and Mitzrayim. On that same vein, Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be the mashber. Whereas Mashiach ben David, he's going to be from Malchus based David. He's going to be the spiritual leader of Klai Yisrael. So there's going to be a Mashiach that's going to tend more to the physical, and then there's the Mashiach that's going to tend more to the spiritual. Either way, Mashiach ben Yosef is going to die. Mashiach ben David is the one that's going to have the kiyum. Says the Vilna Goyen. I believe that's the teretz to the Rambam. Even though the Rambam didn't say it beforeish, when the Rambam said Ein Bein Oylam Azel Yemoisa Mashiach Elo Shibud Malchus Bavad. In Perik Yud Beis and Elchus Malachim, the Rambam over there was talking about the Tkufa of Mashiach Ben Yosef. In the Tkufa of Mashiach Ben Yosef, it's going to be Oylam Kim and Hagoy Hoylech. You know the only difference is going to be Klai Yisrael was going to get a Malchus again. That's the only difference. But in terms of the world, Oylam Kim and Hagoy Hoylech. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. When the Rambam says in Perek Ches and Hilchos Tshuva that Kol Anaviyim Lo Nisnavu Elu LiYemoisa Mashiach, the Rambam was talking about the Zman of Mashiach ben David. The Zman of Mashiach ben David over there, Enochanami, things are going to be either Gemara, so the Vilna Gaon doesn't address that. But the Goyen says that as it relates to the Rambam himself, the Rambam was talking about two different tkufos of Yemoisa Mashiach. There's the tkufa of Yemoisa Mashiach of Mashiach ben Yosef, and there's the tkufa of Yemoisa Mashiach of Lasa Lavoi. We're going to have to hold the third aura, as tempted as I am to do it, but we can't fall behind. Zok de Gemara, Vaite, Tonu, Rabbanan. So the Mishnah said, Ha'oimer ein Torah min Hashemayim. Wow, exhale. So we just had Ken Blat Gemara that discussed the very first part of the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael Yeishlam Chelik Leilam Abba. Ve'elu She'elam Chelik Leilam Abba. Ha'oimer ein Tchias HaMesim min HaTorah. So the Gemara says, obviously then, Tchias HaMesim is Merumas in the Torah. It's not a Mefurish Apostolic, so what does it say Tchias HaMesim in the Torah? And from there we digress, we learned half of Nach, a lot about Yemoisa Mashiach, Eilam Abba, a little bit of raid, and now we're ready to go back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, the second person that has no Chelik in Eilam Abba is Oima Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. So if someone says Ein Torah Min HaShemayim, which of course is one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amuna, even the Ikarim in his three Ikrei Amuna has Torah Min HaShemayim as one of the Ikrim. Either way, that person has no chelik in Eilam Abba. It says in the Pasuk, regarding the Megadeth, so if someone is Mevarech as Hashem, the Pasuk says, he's Chayiv cards. Kidvar Hashem Bozo, ve'es mitzvosoi hefer, hikoreis ha'nefesh ahi, Avoyna ba. Zok the Gemara. So Pashat is talking about Avodah Zarah, like in that context. But says the Gemara, Al Pidrush, it means other things as well. He kores ti kores. It's pretty sharp. Zeho imre ein Torah min HaShemayim. It's referring to someone that says ein Torah min HaShemayim. Dover achad ki dvar Hashem baza. Ze api kores. What does an api kores mean? That's going to mean tomorrow's daf. Dover achad ki dvar Hashem baza. Ze amegalo panam ha-Torah. Someone that distorts the Torah. Ves mitzvasa hefer. Also mentioned in that pasuk. Again, ki dvar Hashem baza. Ves mitzvasa hefer. He kores ti kores. So dvar Hashem baza. That's either someone that says Torah is not Menashamayim. Someone who's an apikoyris or a megalopon matei. What's mitzvah say hefer? Is a hamnefer briskoyder? Someone that doesn't have brismila. Ikoris, dikoris. What's his punishment? Ikoris loyel mazeh. Dikoris loyel mabok. Mikan omer rabbi loz amidoy. Hamechalas hakotchim. Vamevazes hamayados. Vamnefer brisin shalav romavino. Vamegalopon matei rishloik halacha. Vamal ben pnei chaver berabim. Afa pishiyesh biyode teiru masim toivim. Very straightforward. It's a Mishnah and Ovis. We'll see more about this tomorrow. Another braisa that says the same thing. That when the pasuk says Kidvar Hashem Baza, Hikoris Tikoris, it's referring to someone that says Eirin Torah Min Hashemayim. Va'afilu Omer, even someone that says Kol HaTorah Kula Min Hashemayim, Chutz Mi Pasuk Zer. Let's say a person says, I know Torah is Min Hashemayim, but not this pasuk. Shalom Yomrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, I don't believe, said this. Ela Moshe Mi Pi Atzma. Zehu Kidvar Hashem Baza. Va'afilu Omer Kol HaTorah Kula Min Hashemayim, Chutz Mi Diktuk Zer. Rashi says, he denies one Chaseiros V'Yetzeiros. Even that person is an Oimer in Termin Hashemayim. Or if someone says, Mikal V'Choymer, I just don't agree with this Kal V'Choymer. Or Mikzeres Shavazu, Zehu, Dvar Hashem Baza, they're all included in Dvar Hashem Baza. Someone learns Torah, but he doesn't teach Torah. Zehu, Dvar Hashem Baza. Rab Nosson says, Kol Misha Inim Ashkech Ala Mishnah. Someone that doesn't have the proper Cheshivas for a Mishnah, he's a Dvar Hashem Baza. Rab Noiroy, Oimer Kol She'ef Shalai Lasik B'Torah Veni Oisei. Someone that could learn Torah and he doesn't learn Torah, he's a Dvar Hashem Baza. Bishmol says, the pasuk Kidvar Hashem Baza, no, it's talking about Oved Avodah Zara. Tanavi Rabbi Shmuel Kidvar Hashem Baza Zeh Mevazeh Dibur Shenemaloi LaMoisha. Emphasis on Dibur. This is someone that's Mevazeh the Dibur that Hashem told Moisha Nisinai. What did Hashem say? Nisinai 611 mitzvahs we heard from Moisha. Two of them we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yiyah Lecha Elihim Acher Maponai. That's the mitzvah's essay and the mitzvah's voice essay of Amunah of Avodah Zarah. So if someone's an Eved Avodah Zarah, he was Mevazeh the Dvar Hashem. The two Diburim that the Yidden heard on Sinai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is literally the Dvar Hashem. He's a Dvar Hashem Baza. Zok de Gemara. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, Kol Aloi Meter Veni Chazer Alev. Someone learns Torah, but he doesn't chazer. Doimel Adam Shazarei Veni Koitze. He's like someone who plants, but he doesn't reap. You put the work in, you learn the Gemara, chazer, and then you'll remember it. Rabbi Shua says, Kol Aloi Meter Meshach. Someone learns Torah and he forgets it. Doimel Isha Sheyaledes Vekeveres. He's like a woman that gives birth to a child and Leolein, who buries the child. It's forgotten, so to speak. Rabbi Akiva says, Zamer b'chol yoyim, Zamer b'chol yoyim. Rashi says that a person should learn like someone that sings. Right? If you have a singer, so he sings a song even if he knows the song already, because it's Gishmak. He enjoys singing the song. He doesn't only sing if it's a chiddush. He sings to sing. Torah is supposed to be the same way. A person should learn Torah. You're going to say, oh, I learned this already. Why do I have to learn it again? No, Zamer b'chol yoyim, Zamer b'chol yoyim. I'm raising my Rav Divi, my crush, and Emar, Nefesh omel omloloi. Ki ochav olav piyu, says the Gemara. A nefesh amal, someone who's amal batayra, amlo loy. He should realize that the Torah is going to be amal for him. Wow. So if you toil in Torah, realize what you're getting is you now have a companion, a Torah, where the Torah is now going to toil for you. Hu amal b'makam zeh, v'tayrasay oymelesle b'makam achad. The Torah is going to be amal for him in other places. Rabbi Shuab always says by Siyumim that at the end of Masechta you say, Hadron Allah, Vadroch Halon, Taitan Halon, Vadaita Halon, like Bagrisach with the Masechta. You know, you just spent so much time learning Sanhedrin now. It's already Daf 99, right? It's been a few months already, right? Soon there's going to be a Sim. Chaski will let you know. But we've been learning Sanhedrin for a while. So, you know, you develop a relationship. It's Hadron Chalon, the Hadron Aloch, Gevaldik. Amr Abulaz Kalam, the person was created to Harava. Shenem Marki Adam La'amo Yulat. Any idea, says the Gemara, Im La'am Alpen Nivrim La'am Malacha Nivra. When we say a person was born to toil, does it mean your mouth is going to talk a lot for some people? Or La'am Malacha, or you're going to do physical labor, the Gentiles? When I'm kidding, Shenaymer Kushuaymer, when it says Ki Akav Alav Piyu, Heavy Oymer La Amal Pe Nivra, it means you see clearly Ki Akav Alav Piyu. That's your pet. If I die in any day, this is the Makar to talk a lot. Im La'amal Torah, La'amal Sicha. But one second, does it mean Stam Shtisim? Or it means you should talk and learn it? When it says La'yamar Seif Adair Zemi Picha, Heavy Oymer La'amal Torah Nivra, a person was created to be Omo, but Omo with your mouth, what should come out of your mouth, the Hilge Torah. The Hainu, the Amar, Rava, Kulu, Gufi, the Ruftikin, a person was created to toil. If somebody merits that his amelus should be amelus b'teira, how fortunate he is, says the Gemara. Another drush me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. Noyef isha chasar lev. If somebody's not married, but at the same time, he's a noyef isha, he's a chasar lev. Amar ishlokish, zeh halei me'teira lefrokim. This is like someone who learns teira lefrokim. He learns sometimes. Meaning, just like someone who doesn't have a wife, so his niyuf is lefrokim. In the same sense, this is like a loy meter lefrokim. Shenemar ki nom ki sishrei bivitnecha yikoydu yachdav al svasecha. I am a mefarshim. What exactly the pshat in that is? So before we go vayta and just finish off one last gemara, just one ara. So we had here a well-known gemara. This is quoted in Musa Shmuzim in Yeshiva on a regular basis. So you have the gemara that talks about kidvar Hashem baza, which at first glance is mentioned the context of avodah zarah. Stating that the gemara is talking about Torah. If someone learns Torah but he doesn't teach Torah, if someone doesn't have the proper chshivas for the Mishnah, he's a Dvar Hashem Baza. He's a Dvar Hashem Baza. And Pashup Shad is because Dvar Hashem, we're talking about Dibur, we're talking about the Torah. That's the Dvar Hashem, the Torah HaKadosha. So that person who doesn't have the proper chshivas for learning Torah, he's a Dvar Hashem Baza. I saw in the Oyel Moshe from Moshe Scheinman, in the Sefer on Parsha Shlach, on this pasuk, Kidvar Hashem Baza, he says a nice pshat. What is the oynish of the Dvar Hashem Baza? He kores ba'ilam hazeh, dikores la'ilam haba. So he says that if someone is efshaloi lasik b'toyrah, ve'enoi oisek, he should realize, he kores ba'ilam hazeh, dikores ba'ilam haba. So pashat, it's like an oynish, it's a punishment, a really bad thing is going to happen to the person. It's more pashat. It says, every moment of a person's life is an opportunity for him to accomplish. That's what it is. So if a moment of your life passes, your efshalasik b'toyru ve'ene yoisek, just realize how much you're losing out. He kares b'ayil mazeh. You're losing out the ashrecha b'ayil mazeh, the geshmak of doing daf yomi, the geshmak of learning on a daily basis. And not just that, you're losing out on Olam Haba, the tremendous reward that a person is going to get for learning Torah. So pashit, kol she'efshalei lasik b'toyru ve'ene yoisek, just realize that every moment is an opportunity for a person to accomplish in Olam Hazeh, and accomplish, stop storing away, making deposits in your bank account for Olam Haba. And when a person doesn't do that, it's Hikaris B'Olam Hazeh, Hikaris Olam Haba. What comes to mind is that the Bnei Yisoscha, one of his Sfarim, says that when a person wastes time, it's Abizrayu D'Ritzicha. He said, yeah, because what's a life really? A life is made up of the allotted time that you have on this world. So a person is on this world, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years. If you waste 5 minutes of your life, that's a little bit of your life. That's essentially what, because what's your life? What is it? It's the time that you have. So the Bnei Soscha writes in one of his Svarim, he says that when a person wastes time, it's Abizrayu D'Loy Sirtzach. It's Abizrayu D'Shvichas Domin. Because realize that you just killed that part of your life. Either way, Dvarim Neflam, and let's just finish the daf. Zok de Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Vanefesh Ashetase Biyad Roma, referring to the Megadeth. So who's this person that went against Hashem Biyad Roma, says the Gemara, Zem Menashe Ben Chizkia. So we don't have time to do an intro on Menashe. We'll get into Menashe later in the parak. But for now, Menashe, who was a Rasha, he's one of the three Melachim that the Mishnah says, Elam Chelik Shalom Abba. He's the reason Chizkia didn't want to get married and have children, because he saw Baruch HaKodesh, that Menashe was going to come from it. So Menashe is the person that was Vanefesh Ashetase B'yad Roma. He used to darshan Bagodesh Al Doifi. He was a Megala Ponim Batayr. Omar, he would say, Elo V'achoyis Loitun Timna, V'simna Hoysa Pelegesh La'alifas, V'yelech Ruvi B'mekzir Chita V'yimtsu Dudamas. There were three psukim in the Torah that Menashe had a problem with. He felt that there was no reason in the world that they should have been written in the Torah, so much so that he felt that Moshe Rabbeinu maybe did it on himself. He was a megala panim b'Torah. He didn't give any credibility to those psukim mentioned in the Torah. So what was bothering Menashe? So the first two psukim are in the end of Parshas Vayishlach. In the end of Parshas Vayishlach, there's many, many psukim where the Torah says, Ve'elo told this Esav Avi Edom Bahar Seir. So Yaakov is going to get Eretz Canaan. Esav doesn't want to have anything to do with Eretz Canaan. Rashi brings the end of Parshas Vayishlach because he knew that it came with an invoice of 400 years of Golus Mitzrayim. He didn't want to deal with it, so he leaves and he goes to Har Seir. And the pasuk says, "Ve'elu told us Esav Avi Edoim b'Har Seir." Elu Shmoyis Bnei Esav, Elifaz Ben Oda, Eshes Alisa, Ruul Ben Basmas, Eshes Eis. And there's a whole arichas, the whole whole family, the whole Yichas brief of Esav. And Menashe was bothered. Like, do we really need this? Not just that. Esav settles in Seir. Who lived in Seir before that? Believe it or not, the Torah tells us. The Torah tells us the rest of the story. It was someone whose name was Seir HaChayri, thus it's called Har Seir. And the Torah tells us the family of Seir HaChayri. Eilu b'nei Seir HaChayri yosh v'yoretz. Loiton, v'shoivol, v'tzivoin, v'ana. V'dishon, v'etzer, v'dishon. Eilu alufei HaChayri b'nei Seir b'eretz edah. And then the Pasuk even tells me more details. V'ayu b'nei Loiton HaChayri v'heimam. So Loiton had two sons. One was Chayri, that's Seir HaChayri, and one is Hamam. Loitan also had a sister. Who is the sister? Timna. By the way, this is relevant for the daf. Going back, the Pasuk says that this Timna was Eliphaz's Pilegesh, and she had a son with Eliphaz. You know what his name was? You might have heard of him. Amalek. Vatelad Eliphaz as Amalek, Elo Pnei Ode Eshes Esav. So there's a lot of information over here. The Pasuk says that Esav settled in Seir. Seir belonged to a person named Seir HaChayri. We have Esav's Yichas Brief. We have Seir HaChayri's Yichas Brief. We mentioned that Seir, or Chayri, has a sister who has a son named Loitan. This is confusing. Loitan has a sister, Timna. Timna is Esav's Pelegesh. And they have a son together, Eliphaz. So Menashe just couldn't understand why we need this. Now, if you look in the Mashah says there is some pertinent information over there, but there's also a lot of extra information. So he was bothered. He said, did I have to know that Timna was Loitan's sister? Who cares who Esav's Pilegesh was? Not just that, later, right? We know that Reuven sees Dudam, he gives it to his mother, Rachel wants it, Leah gives it to Rachel, and on that night, Leah has Yisachar, it was a reward for giving to Dudam. Why did we have to know that? The Marshal says, which piece of information were we bothered with? Menashe didn't understand why it mattered that Reuven took the Dudam and be make Tzir Chitim. Here is that it was in the time of Kitzir Chitim, the time that people were cutting their Chitim. Says the Gemara, Yotza Baskel v'Armalei. Baskel came out and said, this is a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Nun. Teishe b'achicha tedaber, b'ven imcha titein doif, elo sisi v'chrashti, demisa ha'yois eya kamoicha achicha v'ercha leinecha. And the gist of the Baskel was, that Menashe, I can't be quiet. We have to answer you. Meaning, even though ordinarily I would say, who cares what Menashe thinks? But no, Menashe was a man of Chshivas. We're going to learn the Gemara who Menashe was. And Ravashi spoke once in a derogatory way about Menashe, and he had a dream. Menashe, even though we know it, that he's from the people that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba, but we have to be very careful when we talk about Menashe. And the Baskel said that, Menashe, you said what you said. You're going to go down in history as a megal upon him by Torah, but at the same time, we're going to answer. This pasuk in Yeshaya Perakeh that talks about a small avera, or what would seem to be insignificant, but really is a very big avera. It's referring to none other than this Menashe. Meaning Menashe did something small. All he did was he questioned a few pesukim in the Torah. Didn't have a lot of anav from it. It seemed somewhat insignificant, but at the same time, uka'avo yisei agolo. It seemed to be like a thin string, like a spider web, that kind of thin. And really, it's something to thick. It's a rope that you can yank a puro with. My kavoyser agola, agav adrasha. I'm Ravasi Yitzhara, but chilo demel chutz akuvia. Originally, Yitzhara is like a little nothing. Ulu besayif demel avoyser agola, and afterwards it ends up becoming stronger. Says the Gemara, Asan Allah miyas achoy sleitan timna mai. Okay, so what was the answer to Menashe? So the Gemara says, Timna bas malachem avoy. Timna was a bas malach. Dechsev aluf loitan aluf Timna v'chol aluf malchus v'leitagehi. So you see Timna mentioned in the context of an aluf, which means that she was royalty. And she wanted to be Megayer. She came to Avram Yischevi Yaakov, and they didn't accept her. They didn't want to be Megayer her. She says, okay, if I can't access the family of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov through Yaakov, maybe I can marry into the family through Esav. So she goes to Esav. Esav takes her as a Pilegesh. Amra, and she said, Mutav te shivchal umazu. Let me have some connection Tavram's family. She had a child with Esav and Nafak Mino Amolek. That's the message. This is a very important, this is all very important information. Timna's a bas malachim. She tries being Megayir. Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov kaviyochel are merachiker. She ends up going and marrying into the family through the weaker link. through Eliphaz. And you know what happens? She has a molech. You know why she has a molech? The Gemara says, "My time loy boy le lerachko." You can't be merachik somebody. And when you merachik somebody, something bad could happen. A molech came because in lieu of doing kiruv, people did richok. Now, obviously, we're talking about the avos haktoyim, so we have to understand it. But we're just reading the Gemara. Vayelech Ruvin makes a chitin. Amar Rav Rabbi Yitzchok. Amar Rav. Why was it important to know that Ruvain took the dudam in the times of Ktzir Chitin? Says the Gemara, Mikan, let tzaddikim shein poishin deim begazel. Tzaddikim are very careful when it comes to gazel. They make Ktzir Chitin, people aren't makbid if you take dudam. Other seasons, people would be makbid. Says the one of Yimtzu dudam, Vasodeh, my dudam, what were the dudam? Amar Rav Yavruchi, Levi Omar Sigli, Rabbi Yoides and Omar Sabiski.
That's it.
Look, Garris, again, because of what?